I come from the South Asian region, which has been devastated by the tsunami. India and Sri Lanka are so much affected. The people especially are devastated. It's over 2 months now, but they are still in trauma. They're still in uncertainty. Lot of promises from worldwide governments. Lot of promises from people abroad without a keen and a focused knowledge of who and what our people are. That's why I am here. After tsunami, we want that these fish workers be rehabilitated with the correct kind of craft and gear, which are correct in relationship to the coasts. The coast of the west of India is very different from the coast of east of India. The coast on the western part of Sri Lanka is very much different from the southern and the eastern part of Sri Lanka. Everybody coming in there does not know this. They just want to send equipment. They just want to send boats. They just want to send money. So I'm here to raise their voice that rehabilitation must be correct.
What are today the priorities? What do your fisherfolk need now today?
Right now, our fisherfolk have started. The boats and the engines that were just damaged have started to be repaired. On day two, the National Fish Workers Forum, in collaboration with other NGOs, have started. We have a very technical-based organization in collaboration with us called the South Indian Federation of Fish Workers Societies. They are experts in repairing small engines. From 29th of December, repairs of outboard engines, inboard small engines have started. Plank boats are being repaired. Unfortunately, the smaller than plank boats, which are the katamaram, logs of wood tied together, these can't always be fully repaired. They have been shattered and tattered, and logs of these woods have been broken into two with the tsunami. This is our priority.
What will happen in terms of land? Will you help? Will you assist in relocating them?
We will assist in relocating, but the problem of acquiring land, which at present either belongs to private parties or to government agencies, is going to be an uphill task for the government, because anything by way of construction has to be acquired by the government. There are two things we would like to be careful of, not because of ourselves, but because of the victims. One, the present positions where our people kept their boats and implements on the beach. I'm referring to beachcraft. We don't want any more new harbors. There's enough of devastation. There's enough of sand duning. There's enough of other problems. We want the beachcraft to carry on because we are a labor-intensive community, not only in Asia, entire South Asia, but also in Africa. We want to preserve this. So we want their present lands where their beaches, their boats and crafts have been beached to stay as they are in their possession.